So what is peer pressure? Peer pressure is one of those terms that often defies description. Why? Well, maybe because it involves people's feelings and emotions that are truly individual. What might seem like peer pressure to one teenager may not feel like peer pressure to another. So what does the dictionary tell us? The word peer in the context of peer pressure means rank equality, or in other words, equal in any respect. The word pressure in the context of peer pressure means exertion of continuous force or coerced by insistence. What this means is that your friends of similar age can push you, sometimes quite insistently, to do things that are either good for you, bad for you, or downright ugly for you. The following is a quote from a teenager. This is his view on peer pressure. What does it take to be popular? You have to be friendly with the right people. You can't be too smart or study too much. You have to wear the right brands. Everything has to have a label. You have to wear Billabong or Reebok. That's really important. Who's unpopular? The really clever ones. The nerds. The ones who wear the same clothes every day and don't have a lot of money.
Peer pressure, then, is about conformity. That is the desire to do what your peers do, to say what your peers say, and even wear what your peers wear. It's also a fear of being different from the majority. How many times have you dressed to match the style of clothes your friends wear? Those special days at school, for example, where you are allowed to wear the clothes of your choice, can turn into a social nightmare for some. Have you ever felt the need to conform to a certain way of dressing, so as not to be isolated from your peer group? Most teenagers, like yourself, enjoy the company of your friends around the same age. Making new friends is an important part of growing up. Peer group members support each other to help deal with new situations and also how to deal with problems when they arise. Peers tend to influence you not in just the choice of clothes, but also in matters such as hairstyles, choice of entertainment, times coming home, and even household jobs and homework.
Good peer pressure can be fun. Girls especially like reading about fashion, makeup, and boys in their peer friendship groups. Boys, on the other hand, tend to prefer talking about sport, to some extent fashion, and of course girls. Often the boys' conversations never go any deeper than last night's episode of The Simpsons. Girls, on the other hand, may sometimes talk anything through endlessly. Teenagers gain a lot of comfort from knowing their friends are going through the same turmoil. An example of good peer pressure may be when someone steers you in the right direction when it looks like you may be making the wrong choice. This is what is good about friends and good peer pressure. Bad peer pressure is something you could all do without. How it affects you all depends on the peer group you choose to be in and the type of peer you are. Types of peers are discussed next. Your peer group is just one part of your social circle. For most of you, your parents, guardians, and extended family are also there to help you and talk to you on a day-to-day basis. As you get older, however, you generally demand more independence. You would prefer less parental control, for example. This is usually when some of you attempted to wander outside the usual acceptable crowd, even just to see what the other crowds are like. This is where bad peer pressure may come into your life. These peer groups may have a reputation for drugs or alcohol use. The effect of these peer groups on you generally depends on the amount of time that you spend with them.
Downright ugly can occur when the peer group completely dominates the lives of some teenagers. This may be due to lack of attention and concern at home. Some teenagers just want to break out into the big world in dramatic and risky ways. Some come to grief by becoming mentally ill, suicidal, or anorexic. Others may fall into a peer group where there will be considerable pressure to smoke, drink alcohol, have sex, and probably at some stage to try any number of illegal drugs. So what type of peer gives into the pressure of these groups?